In the aftermath spectacle of destruction caused by high winds and twisting storms, stands a tree reconstructed in cubes to appear contorted upon itself, a snapshot of time, paying homage to the same path of tornadoes, carving the streets at a moment's notice without any indication of landfall, until too late. Pieces of various tree species fragments are brought together and recombined to present a diversity of communities affected by the powerful surging. When catastrophe strikes, no single place is affected more than another. All that is left is a sense of displacement and in sublime astonishment over one's powerlessness against the windfall of nature. Hot and cold air mix in violent collision with one another, and the result marginalizes all in the wake of its path. In response to these happenings, the question looms, how much have humans contributed to nature's response of what is defined as human progress, taking care that nature is not misunderstood as a breathing and life-giving entity has been compromised by human relationships with nature. If stewardship of nature is designed by way of manipulation and as a given right to fully exhaust nature, then it is obvious that repercussions will be forthcoming and dire. How does any one person contribute to the economy of nature's exhaustion but by dealing in energy abuse and overuse of products that engage in larger swaths of people's daily life? Our energy-based cravings of yesteryear, today in the digital world, depend on radioactive fundamentals, where energy needed to drive them is vamped from industries a century old and beyond. This traditional adage of watching nature erode in the name of progress is ironically not progress. It is kicking the carcass remains of a long-dying earth. The obsession with device is divisive. The responsibility and accountability for nature is absent. Trees are renewable by nature until they can no longer grow. And so, as nature is replaced with digital facsimile, the land, water, and air battered by human hands are unable to sustain natural growth of trees as nature has designed. Nature only happens in cycles of itself. In this hindsight, perhaps one day it will be said, nature and trees once existed, but only through fantasy and myth without any indication as a tangible form of reality.